Okay, so welcome to Long-Term Conditions, Contemporary Perspectives for Practice in Health and Social Care. A nice, easy, jazzy title for you. So this is the first time this module has run, so it's brand spanking new, so we're very excited about putting it together and delivering it. So welcome to the first workshop. What we're going to be doing this morning is a series of presentations. So I'm going to be telling you about the module and what's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks or 12 weeks. Fiona is going to tell us about long-term conditions. And then you've got me again telling you about international perspectives of long-term conditions. And then in the afternoon, we have got policy, legislation and guidelines. Okay. Now, the good thing about it being a workshop is that we can be flexible with the times. Okay, so we're here all day, so if we need to stop and have a break, we can. Or if we want to keep going, then we can do that. All right, so we change rooms halfway through the day, as you probably know from your timetable, so we will have a different environment, hopefully a little bit of a bigger room for the next one. So it's potentially going to get hot, it's going to get stuffy. If you want a 10-minute break, just tell us, okay? And we can stop and we can do that. We can open windows, we can give you a chance to stand up and move around, okay? So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Katie Thompson. I'm one of the occupational therapy lecturers. I've been here for about 10 years, I think. I think this is my 10th year. I work part-time. I'm currently working in NHS Lanarkshire on a part-time basis as well. And I last taught most of you when?
First year.
Seriously? I've not seen you since first year, a lot of you. Well, I recognised you, so that was good. Okay, but there's other people who I won't know, so welcome and hello. Do you want to introduce yourself at this point in time?
I'm Fiona. Most of you recognise me from MREP if you haven't put that into the doldrums of your mind and tried to block it out altogether. So yes, I last taught most of you in second year, these happy days back in the day. But for those of you who are joining us direct into fourth year, I'm Fiona Cooper, and come March I'll have been here 3 years. You guys were my first run out of MREP. I've got a wee bit better at it, I think, since then. And my background is my interests are stroke and neurological rehabilitation and research methods. That's me, and I'm looking forward to being part of this module as well. Very excited about this module, and I think it has a great sort of relevance in today's NHS and social care agenda. Thank you.
Fantastic. Okay. So this is our plan for today. So let's crack on and find out what we're going to be doing over the next 12 weeks. So it's a brand new level 4 optional module. So that means it's optional. You have a choice, as you know. Thank you for selecting this one. But it also means that potentially it's not just occupational therapy students on the module. We can have other health and social care students. This time round, it's just OT students. So we can make it specific to kind of OT practice within long-term conditions. The focus is obviously in the name, and we'll be hearing lots and lots about long-term conditions today, and it's a bit of a kind of blended learning approach, and I'll take you through the module site in a little moment. So there's a series of workshops, as you know. The workshops are in week 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, got that right? There's going to be a variety of different guest speakers within the workshops, and I'm still trying to encourage more people to come along and speak to yourselves. But in addition to that, there's going to be some self-directed learning. So the weeks that you don't have workshops, there will be tasks, online tasks that you can do, because part of your module hours is this self-directed learning, which is over and above your independent learning. So we have about 12 hours of self-directed learning. And then because some of you are a little bit further away for placement, or you're working with part-time practice educators and you're struggling to spend enough time with them, we are also offering some online alternatives. Okay? Has everybody spoken to me who needs to make use of the online alternatives? Okay, so fantastic. I think we've managed to capture everybody then. So we'll tell you more about that as we go along. Because it is a new module, you can influence the module content. So if there is a specific area of practice you would really like to look at in the module, please let us know your suggestions. We will do our very best, if it fits with the overall module descriptor, to incorporate that. And it also means that your feedback will be really important in telling us how it's been delivered and whether it works or not. So we'll do a bit of kind of module evaluation about week 6, just to make sure that we're on the right tracks for you, and then of course at the end. So we've already introduced ourselves, but we'll also have Chris on the module. Most of you know Chris McMahon, one of our occupational therapy lecturing team members. So we also have guest speakers so far. We have Professor Dawn Skelton, who is one of the world's experts in falls and active ageing. So she's delivering the next workshop along with an occupational therapist who works in falls. So that's in week 3. In week 5, we have Dr. Christine Hazleton, who has done a lot of work around visual impairment after stroke. So she's going to talk about visual impairment with long-term conditions. And we'll have some interactive activities to increase your awareness about visual impairment. We also have Professor Tracy Howe, who is one of our experts to do with global ageing. She's responsible in kind of taking forward some of the Cochrane groups to do with global ageing. So she's going to come and tell you what's happening in terms of research around the world in this area. I'm trying to get the Long-Term Conditions Alliance charity to come along and talk about the work that they do. I'm still chasing that person and trying to get them to commit to a date. And hopefully Chris is definitely bringing along some other speakers as well in his session on dementia, mental health and involvement of users and carers. So hopefully it won't be too much of us and it will be a real mixture of people from practice in different areas. So what are the learning outcomes for the module then? Well, a lot of it is of course to do with people with long-term conditions and the practice and trends around that. I think we'll need a chair. Is it all right to give up the chair? We've got a chair here for you, but we won't make you sit in the corner. So.
It's only me that gets put in the corner.
You want to Okay, so we're also going to be looking at policies, evaluating professional practice, and we can evaluate OT practice within that. We're going to have a look at how we measure need and measure outcomes within our practice. We're going to have a look at research that underpins some of the approaches that is being used, and we're going to look what's happening across the world in terms of long-term conditions. So most of that you will see is reflected in the syllabus then, all the things that we're going to cover. And each of these will be featuring within different points within the workshops, sometimes more than once. So today we're going to be looking at trends, government priorities, legislation, policy. Fiona's going to be addressing rights, roles, responsibilities later on in the module. Asset-based approaches is one of my workshops. New cultures of enablement and active lifestyles. Dawn is going to be covering that. Self-directed management is down for one of mine. Ethical dilemmas will be Fiona. Carers' involvement will be Chris. International context a little bit today, and then of course some with Tracy Howe, and we'll have the PESTEL analysis tool within your assignment preparation session. So lots of different areas
that are around the topic of long-term conditions. So we're going to have different strands of learning. So the workshops, we've already kind of ran through what weeks they are taking place. After each workshop, we'll put up the timetable for the next one. So because this started at 10 o'clock today, doesn't mean the next workshop's going to start at 10. In fact, Dawn wants you to start at 9, all right? Sorry, folks. She's very keen to spend the full day with you. So do have a look out for the timetable because it will change for each workshop. The workshops will generally include a variety of presentations, but also interactive. We can't ask you to sit there all day listening to us because you'll just fall asleep or lose concentration or lose the will. So we will be having kind of interactive sessions, and certainly this afternoon is going to be very interactive within the workshop. The other strand of it, your self-directed learning, there'll be a variety of different online tasks. So for week one, I have put, it's really a case of reading the module guide, exploring some of the resources that we've already put up. We will add to those over the weeks. For weeks two and three, we actually have an NHS e-learning portal for you to go through in relation to falls. So over the next, hoping, few days, you will receive an NHS login and a link to where to go to complete those modules. I take it they haven't been in touch yet. Okay, so they've all been given your names and your email addresses, so they should be getting individual emails with that information over the next, I'm hoping, the latest kind of early next week. All right, and that will be information to go on. There's a couple of different modules. I'll put the details of the modules for you to complete on the online learning part of the module site, and I'll show you that in a minute. So there'll be a variety of different things for you to do within that online learning, the self-directed part, reading video clips, etc. And that's just in your own time. And then for those who are unable to join us in all of the workshops, we will have the online alternative. So we're audio recording all of the presentations, so they'll go up as like podcasts, so you can listen to them on your phone. You will have the slides. And then where it's interactive and it's a little bit more difficult to audio record, there will be alternative activities that you can do. Okay, any questions about the format of the module? Everybody know what they're doing? Fantastic. Okay, so here they are in a snapshot of what's going to be taking place over the next 12 weeks and who is covering what topics. So look out for the timetables for these as the weeks progress. Now, I know it's very cruel, but it's a necessary evil. We always have to do it. First day of a module, as you know, we need to have a think about the module assignment. So you can find all the information about your module assignment in your module handbook, which is on GCU Learn under Module Handbook. All right. So it's going to be an evaluative report based on a case study. The case study is the story of Jennifer, and it has a focus on dementia. Okay. So the submission date for your assignment is the beginning of May, and then your feedback date. So it's 100% for this, just one component, so it's 100% of your module eval assignment. The report asks you to cover a variety of different areas that reflects the module content. So it will ask you to evaluate health and social care policy that particularly impact on people living with dementia, including their families and carers. It's going to ask you to assess Jennifer's needs, have a think about how you do that. You're going to be asked to focus on one key area of professional practice that you would like to discuss in more detail that's relevant to the case study and think about how you can measure outcomes in relation to that area of professional practice. Of course, you're level four, so we want you to have a look at the research evidence that will underpin that area of professional practice, not just within the UK, but have a think about how these areas, or this area, is being addressed internationally as well. And then thinking about what do you think is the future direction for care and rehab of for people living with dementia. So that's what your report's going to focus on. Okay. So we've got a module assignment preparation session quite early in the module. It's in week five. All right. So that should give you plenty of time to start thinking and addressing the learning requirements for your report. Okay, let's have a look at the module site before I hand over to Fiona then. All right, so you're all familiar with GCU Learn. Those new to the university, you're getting to grips with GCU Learn, all fine? Good. So, very simple, usual menu down here. The two areas I'm going to point out is the workshops. So that's us in workshop one. Each week that there's a workshop, you'll find the schedule. It's where we'll put the presentations and any kind of additional resources that you might want to have a look at. Okay? I tend to kind of, when I find something that I think might be of interest or use for your assignment, I'll tend to kind of throw it up. So sometimes there might be quite a lot of information. It doesn't mean to say that you need to get through absolutely everything. The resources are there for you to kind of dip in and out of. Have a look. If they're of interest to you, you can explore it a little bit further. Okay. Online learning is the other aspect. So we've got what's happening in week one, and we have the two folders. So we have the online learning activities for everybody. All right, so those who are able to attend the workshops, and here it's just asking you to explore the module site, have a look at the resources and have a look at the module handbook. And then for those who are unable to come along to this workshop, this is where the replacement learning activities will be, and this is where the podcasts or the audio clips will be uploaded to. Okay. So, I'm going to hand over to Fiona, unless there's any other things you want me to go over or any questions you want me to answer.